Hey, Marcus King.
Hey, man.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Man, I'm so glad you guys could get everyone in here today and to bring us this live session.
Hey, man. Yeah, of course. Anytime we get an opportunity to come to WNCW, yeah. It's a good opportunity. So,
and you're home, man. You did like the big show last night, Homecoming?
Yeah, night before last. We did the hometown throwdown at the Peace Center. We had a really... really rowdy crowd. It was nice. It was a good homecoming.
And did you look out there and go, oh, there's friends from family from way back when?
Yeah, we saw some old friends. Our buddy Ben Dixon that owns Shakura Alley was in the front row, and that was a really big full circle moment. He's a good pal, and we saw a lot of good friends.
Must make you feel good to come home, and it's all still there, huh?
Man, it does, you know. We still go to the clock or Petey's, you know, Peter House.
All right.
We got all our spots.
Well, the band is here today, looking good. We got a full house. Marcus King Band is playing live today. What's your first song for us?
We're going to play something off Carolina Confessions that came out last year. And it's taken with the home vibe. This is called Homesick.
You're the only one keeps me. you're the only one that makes me homesick. You're the only one that keeps me honest. You're the only one, love, you're the only one that keeps me from staying home. You're the only one that makes me homesick. You're the only one that keeps me out here.
WNCW, so good. Marcus King Band playing live today. That song is called Homesick, and that is on the latest record, Carolina Confessions. You know, that is that kind of a theme in that song, and the record, sort of ideas of looking back, where you came from, reassessing who you are in relation to things.
Yeah, man, that's an underlying theme within the record. It's all kind of about home and leaving home, and it's kind of like a breakup record, but with a hometown, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously I'm always happy to come home.
Was that around the time you moved? You're in Nashville these days.
Yeah, I live up there now.
Yeah. Was that period when you were writing these songs? Was that?
I was writing these songs about this time 2 years ago. And was it 2 years ago? It was one, something like that.
All right.
But I was writing those songs around that time, and we were traveling a lot. And when we went and did the record, it was in Nashville, and I spent some time there while we were cutting, and just really, you know, really dug the city and decided to move up there. And that's just a hard leap to make, leaving your hometown.
Yeah,
you know, and it's always nice to come back, but that was a hard move, you know.
But one of the things about this record, I mean, you're really young, you started making records, and it was like, man, that's a good guitar player, and that band's really good. It was this kind of loud, aggressive, jammy stuff. And then this record came out, and it's like songs, and it's singing, and it's just off in a new direction.
Well, thanks.
Yeah,
we that was a much larger focus on this album, was the songwriting and just the attention to the form of the song. And I think Dave Cobb was really instrumental in that aspect of the record, you know.
Is your producer on the record?
Yeah, Dave Cobb was the producer, and we cut it at the A Room in RCA Studios in Nashville. And the band and I, you know, we all really gelled with Dave, and he treated us like a band, you know, and not just six individual cats that happened to be getting together to work on a record, you know. He let us do our own kind of arbitration process on decisions being made, you know.
Yeah. And another thing is the singing. It's just leaps and bounds, you know.
Oh, thanks a lot,
man. Yeah. And all of a sudden you're like a soul singer. Does that seem?
I don't know, man. That's what I grew up listening to the most, what I liked the most, and it gets the point across the best for me.
Yeah.
So,
who are some of the singers that are just in your head? That
James Brown's always there, hanging around, and Otis Redding, Sam Cooke. I really love Bobby Blue Bland, but Janis Joplin was the first singer that grabbed me. Yeah. And Susan, obviously.
Yes.
Hanging around Susan, you know, I'm always trying to bite her style a little bit.
Right. Does she help you? And she's like, Marcus.
she's really sweet about it, but I'm always too nervous.
Yeah. And so then you hang out with Susan, then you go talk to Derek, and he's playing guitar. Well, how does that work?
Yeah, man, hanging around them is just school all day. Yeah. It's great. Right. And just some of the best people you ever meet.
Hey, about the singing thing, was it hard for you to sort of learn to find your voice and to let it go? I know the guitar, I mean, you're a guitar player forever, but...
Yeah, guitar was always something that came natural, and I started singing when I was about 13, and it was kind of a a rough go for a while. This last record that we're playing songs from, that's the first album where I really felt like a singer, mm-hmm. you know? And I felt comfortable singing as much as I did playing guitar.
Yeah.
So it took a while to get there, but it's nice to be here.
And just the whole thing, like being in front of a band and being on big stages and all of that, it's just all...
There's a lot of fear and a lot of self-conscious and a lot of insecurities that I had to overcome that are still there. You just have to learn how to ignore them, you know?
Yeah. I remember, I've seen interviews where you talk about that, but when I see you play live, you just have so much charisma up there. Like, you just...
Thanks, man.
Leap into a new place, yeah.
It's a whole... That's how I really feel, you know. Mm-hmm. That's like, because I'm more reserved off the stage, not around these guys. I'm, you know, these are my brothers, but, you know, usually I'm much more reserved, and on the stage is my opportunity to kind of get everything out that I needed to get out.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great. Love the record, love the live stuff that you do. You want to introduce the band and we'll get another song?
Yeah, I'd love to. On electric bass, Stephen Campbell. Originally from Columbia, but he's a Greenville native, Stephen Campbell.
All right.
And over here, there's the Royal Horns on trumpet and vocals and tambourine from Dunedin, South Carolina, my neighbor. That's Justin Johnson. And on the saxophone, the baritone, and vocals and pedal steel guitar, Dean Mitchell. He's a North Carolina native. And on the drum kit from Clemson, South Carolina. It's our brother Jack Ryan. He's laying it down for us. And we're really pleased to have Sean Johnson with us tonight. This is Justin's brother, actually. He's filling in some dates for us and making it sound oh so pretty.
Yeah, sounding good and looking good over there.
So. That's right.
I love the Marcus King Band.
Thanks.
And this core has been around. I mean, the band, you're good too, but it's been around forever. How many years have you been working with the core of this band?
Me and Jack and Justin and Steven.
Yeah.
It's been like 6 years.
I think five for me.
Five for Steven, six or seven for me and Justin and Jack. And me and Justin, I think, met first.
You were kids, right?
I was. Yeah. Yeah, I was a kid, and I was kind of hanging around this club, the Brown Street Club, that's no longer there. I think that's the first place I met Justin.
Uh-huh.
We played a block party together there. And I met Steven at Brown Street, too.
Mm-hmm.
And after we did the first record, our bass player at the time wanted to go back to school. He wanted to get married and, you know, kind of settle down. If you're listening, House, good to see you the other night. And he's still a dear friend of ours. But he left the group, and we needed to find a bass player, so we went and just started finding cats. And the first cat we came across was Steven playing with another buddy of ours. And we just kind of brokered the deal in the back area of IPA, another club. me and my buddy Vince. And I said, I like your bass player, man. I think I'm going to ask him to come play. And he said, I'm going to college, so you go ahead. And then Dean came along not long after that. So
yeah.
That's kind of how it built up.
Yeah. Well, don't tell Steven, but I love his bass playing, too. I've been for a long time going, man, that dude's good. So.
Fat Pockets.
The Marcus King Band is playing live today. Let's get another song, Marcus.
Yeah, man.
You can see
You are listening to live music today at WNCW from the Marcus King Band. That song called 8 a.m. Another tune off of the Carolina Confessions record. Speaking of family, your dad's sitting next to me.
Yeah.
When was the first time you played guitar with your dad?
Oh, man. I must have been like two or three, I guess. Yeah. We always played together when I was coming up. And the first time I played a gig with him, really, I was about 8 years old. And before that, I'd kind of just fooled around on stage with a toy guitar. And
so you gigged when you were eight?
Yeah, 8 years old. Yeah.
How'd it go?
I thought it was great.
What'd you play? What was the?
We played Amazing Grace.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first song I played live.
Uh-huh.
And we did like an electric guitar version of it. It was fun.
So did you start on electric guitar? Did you have an acoustic? Where were you?
I started on electric guitar. I had a miniature Les Paul. And when he'd go off to work, I had his whole collection.
He didn't know that.
You were, I could sneak into.
Finding something out now.
Yeah. You're sneaking around messing with his guitars and you're eight.
Oh, yeah.
It's in your family. Your grandfather, your great-grandfather goes way back, huh?
Great-grandfather, he played fiddle, and everybody in the family played and sang and, you know, danced and carried on.
Yeah. So like on a Friday night at the King household, there's just music going on?
Yeah, that's safe to say, man. Yeah. It'd usually be like a Sunday afternoon, you know.
Yeah.
I was at my great-grandfather's house. And then we used to play at all the family reunions together. And after my grandfather died, it just kind of, everybody got older. And my grandfather used to bring a PA, and we used to really jam and really get down. And everybody got older, and he passed. And then we would just jam, like, on acoustics, on flat tops, and play old songs. And then that got too loud for everybody. And then I was just like, we just won't do it anymore. We just come and have dinner and fellowship, and then we'll go home. And then I started being on the road so much, didn't have the opportunity to get back to the family reunions anymore. And I just decided I was going to start my own.
Yeah.
And hopefully they could all make it.
Yeah, that's cool. So does everyone show up for that?
Everybody comes, and we all like to get there a day early, and, you know, everybody brings a dish, and we just have a good time.
Mm-hmm. When did you start, or when did people start thinking, like, man, this Marcus kid can play? Like, when did it start to click that it wasn't?
I don't know if they feel that way yet.
I have to say, your uncle, you have an uncle?
I do.
He plays, right?
Yeah,
he sure does. If he's out there listening, I've talked to him, I forgot his name, but hello.
Cause Ron Boy, yeah.
He always calls me and says, can you play Marcus? Like, well, I played him yesterday. Anyhow, it's cool.
Man. It's so nice to have a supportive family, and I've always had a family that supported me in this career, because it's such a dicey, you know, world to try to get into, and I had nothing but support coming up, so that's a real blessing.
How is it out there on the road? You got on the road, you're in strange towns, all these people are tugging on your sleeves. It's good?
You know, what do you think, Justin? How's it on the road?
It's very tiring.
Yeah.
Again.
Long nights, lots of fun, lots of music, you know, all kind of strange people out there.
There's some good people, too, but, you know, a lot
mostly
of people,
strange.
Yeah. People ask us, like, how do you like Omaha? I'm like, they got a great Holiday Inn. You know?
Exactly.
That's pretty much it.
It's not as glamorous.
That's all we know. But sometimes, man, you get a day off, and, you know, we do some tours, like, over in France, and you can get a day off, and you can go see some really beautiful stuff. But sometimes you just be tired when you see it.
You're out touring with Chris Stapleton right now. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. Yeah. We did our first date with him last week in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I think we got a second. I could tell you the story. When we were all still touring, this was probably around the time we did our first Studio B session here with you, and we were in Allentown, Pennsylvania, staying at a, I don't think we could afford a Holiday Inn at the time. We were all crammed into one room in like a,
it was two rooms.
Oh, we had two rooms. So we must have been on the up. So we all woke up. I think I was on the floor. I used to sleep on the floor. It was a choice thing. We'll get into that later. So I'd usually end up on the floor, or I chose to be there. And woke up, and there was this guy with just this terrible, you know, vibe about him, yelling at us and telling us to get out, basically. Rise and shine, rock stars. And he just woke us up at like 9 a.m. I was like, we don't have to check out for another 2 hours. So the first date was Stapleton. That was our first time playing a room that big. And It's good to be back in Allentown. Full circle.
You didn't see that guy again, huh?
He might have been there. He might have been there.
He might be a fan now.
One of the strange guys we talked about earlier. That's one of the strange people.
I don't even know if he worked at the hotel. I think he's just coming in.
He's just bored. Wandering by.
Yeah.
We were talking with Marcus King and the Marcus King Band, and I guess no shows in the area until September. Is that right? You're getting ready to head up north or something like that?
Yeah, we're heading up north, and we got quite a few shows with Stapleton and Margo Price and a few solo dates along the way, and then we'll be coming back down for the family reunion.
Yeah, man.
It's our next show in the area.
All right. Marcus King Band is playing live today. How about Marcus' switch guitar? He's got that big old Gibson up now.
Yeah, man. So this is another one from Carolina Confessions. This is a song called Goodbye Carolina.
Take the rest of me early searched my whole life to find you. Hate to leave you, but I hope you know where I'm going. I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you.
WSW Spindle, WSIF, Wilkesboro, Marcus King Band playing live today, Goodbye Carolina. Man, that's really good.
Man, thanks a lot.
Is it like, I know you play that song a lot. Every time, is it different? Is it?
Yeah, it's always a little different, you know? Yeah.
It's a great song.
We try to leave a little opportunity for spontaneous combustion or whatever you want to call it, you know? So that end section's always a little different, how we like to approach it. And, That's a fun one to play every night.
Yeah. Again, the band sounds great. Just sounds fantastic.
So, thank you so much. Yeah. I'm fond of them.
Yeah, I keep them around. what else? In the future, anything cool? New music, new records, new things? What's going on?
I'm in the middle of working on a record right now, actually. And that's about all I can say about it at the moment. But
Similar trajectory? Or
it's a little different, but really, really excited to... to share it with everybody.
Yeah.
We're hoping to release it this fall. I worked on this record with Dan Auerbach.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that.
Really excited to let everybody take a listen to the music.
Yeah. When, working with someone like that, do you learn a lot about music? Or
absolutely. There's a lot of secrets to the trade, you know, a lot of really cool things that you can kind of pick up on working with a cat like that, you know.
Back when you were 8 or 10 or 12 and playing guitar down there in Greenville, did you ever think it was going to get as big as it's gotten for you?
Man, no. But just feel really blessed and really happy to be able to do what we love and make a living at it.
Yeah. Well, again, thanks for coming in today and sharing the music with us.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, man. One more song, I hope.
We'd love to, yeah. Everybody ready?
Raised, well, I recommend you do the same.
All right, that's Marcus King.